Blog Talk Radio.
Garage Talk Live starts How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Garage Talk Live. Anyway, it is Tuesday, June 25th. Just into the beginning of summer. Full weekend of racing. We have NHRA, ARCA, IndyCar, NASCAR. Only two series of NASCAR, though. Xfinity was off, so it's just the trucks out at Gateway. And the Cup Series doing the West Coast Road Course swing, so which is just one race, actually, Sonoma. And they'll come back later in the year and do the Glen. And the newest addition is the Roval at Charlotte. So, all interesting stuff. IndyCar was at Road America for the Rev Group Grand Prix. In Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, and out of the 55 lap, that's a 4 mile road course. That's probably one of the longest road courses or tracks to begin with, at least in this side of the world. I don't know about Europe with the Grand Prix tracks or Formula One, but over here, that's got to be the longest one. Oh, it is the longest one that I've ever heard of. I don't know if y'all can do, give me a call. Number is 646-649-1899. Love to hear from you. Usually I'm the one doing most of the talking, or if I have a guest on, which I haven't had a bit. Figured I'd interact with y'all here. So anyway, let's see who won that race. Alexander Rossi, apparently in dominating fashion, took the checkered flag. Will Power, second place. Joseph Newgarden in third. Graham Rahal in the fourth spot. He's been running pretty good of late. I think they might have found something there at Rahal Letterman Racing, so he's been doing pretty good. Maybe his wife's Courtney Force is there, or she at the drag strip. NHRA was out at the Summit Racing Equipment in Norwalk, Ohio. Summit Racing Equipment, NHRA National. And they sponsored the track, so it's the Summit Racing Equipment Motorsports Park. So they were out there. A little bit of a plane ride from Elkhart Lake to Norwalk, but anyway. So he was doing pretty good for it. Scotty Dixon finished fifth. Felix Rosenquist in sixth. James Hinchcliffe, seventh. Colton Herta in eighth. Ninth, Simone Pagenaud, and rounding out the top ten, Takuma Sato. Average speed, 132.89 miles an hour, which is pretty fast for a road course, but Indy cars usually run quicker anyway. About an hour and 40 minutes for the whole thing. Margin of victory, not even close. 28.5 seconds from first to second place. In NASCAR, you'd be 3 laps down with that kind of a gap. No cautions. 2 lead changes amongst the two drivers that went between Alexander Rossi and Graham Rahal. So, with all that said and done, the point standings as they are now, Joseph Newgarden leads the points. Alexander Rossi is not far behind. We're talking 7 points behind, so there's going to be a battle there. Simone Pagenaud is third. He's 41 back, or no, 61 back, excuse me. So that's a little bit further to make up. IndyCar season isn't that long. Scotty Dixon is fourth. Will Power is fifth. Takuma Sato is sixth. Ryan Hunter-Reay, seventh. Graham Rahal, eighth. James Hinchcliffe, ninth. And Felix Rosenquist is your 10th place guy. Where are they next? July 12th through the 14th, up in Toronto, or as they say it up there, for the Honda Indy Toronto. Race broadcast will be 3 p.m., just not telling me which channel. But that's what it'll be on. That'll be, let me pop my calendar up. Okay, so next week's 4th of July. So jamming in Daytona for NASCAR. So the week after the 4th of July. So there you have it. IndyCar taking a few weeks off. Your top three, Team Penske in first. These are car owners of Newgarden. Andretti Autosport is the owner of Alexander Rossi, and Penske has Pagano. Those are your top three in the championship routes and who owns the team. I don't see a Ganassi up there. And I guess we need to figure something out. So, where to next? Well, why don't we go to ARCA Series for the day-to-day coffee 200-150 in Gateway. They were the opening round for the Truck Series. And the grandson of legendary NFL coach and car owner, Joe Gibbs, Ty Gibbs, took the checkered flag. Christian Eckes was second. Sam Mayer was third. Corey Haim was fourth. Carson Hocevar, fifth. Drew Dollar was sixth. Travis Braden, seventh. Gavin Harleen, eighth. Thad Moffitt, ninth. And Brett Holmes rounds out the top 10. Michael Self, who won the week before, didn't have a good day, finishing 13th. Tanner Gray didn't have a good day either, finishing 17th. I guess he's finding oval tracks a little different from the strip. So, let's check out the point standings. Probably going to not be too different. Michael Self leads the points with three wins. Brett Holmes is second. Travis Braden third. Christian Eckes fourth. Joe Graff Jr. fifth. Tommy Vi Jr. sixth. Brad Smith seventh. Chandler Smith eighth. And Chandler Smith ninth. Brad Smith seventh. Dick Doheny eighth. There's where I missed the game. Excuse me. Chandler Smith ninth and Ty Gibbs rounds out the top 10. I'm going to go over to NASCAR home tracks. I know that somebody I'm watching, Haley Deegan, took the pole for the K&N Pro Series West. I wonder if she won. Noah Gregson, overtime. Noah Gregson ran it. Where's the race results? Got to put these results up. But Noah Gregson took the win. And the Toyota 150. see what we got there. Some results would be nice. I don't see Haley Deegan in there. I think she's driving for Monster. Derek Krause, I see a picture of him. He's the points leader, but I think Haley has a Derek Krause is the one who lost to Haley the last time with a bump and run. But she's only a point back. So watch out for the young lady. That's where she gets get some runs under her belt. She'll be looking, somebody will be looking to put her in a truck or Xfinity car. I mean, she's already got 9 races with Venerini and Arca, so you're getting the crash course in everything she can get. I hope she gets a good ride in some series. Out of the 3 touring series, I know eventually she wants a cup ride, so she'll do good. She might be the first female to actually accomplish something. So, we'll see what happens. Anyway, on to the NHRA. Pro stock back in action, which is a good thing. Now, it is the Summit Racing Equipment NHRA Nationals at the Summit Racing Equipment Motorsports Park, so there were a lot of even figure in pro stock, 2 cars sponsored by Summit. Greg Anderson and Jason Lyne. I'm still surprised that they didn't run pro stock at Bristol. I got to call the NHRA and find out about that. Anyway, let's start out with the top fuel. Somebody who had a rough week last week, didn't win, wound up the runner, wound up taking the checkered flag. It was Steve Torrence up against Pat Dakin. Now, if you haven't heard that name in a while, don't be surprised. He's a veteran, but, you know. He hasn't really gotten very far. Number 1 qualifier, Brittany Force, made it to the semis. Let's see where Steve Torrence. He was the number 5. He started off round 1, taking on Jordan Vandergriff. Vandergriff off the line, quicker. 0.59, Torrence is 0.76, but Torrence with a 3.747. That's a hellacious time. Might be the low ET of the day. No, it isn't. It was Terry McMillan. Let's see what he got. 3.71. We're almost talking down in. I mean, that's ungodly quick, and it's only 1,000 feet, but still. 300 more feet, 320 more feet for a quarter mile. What's that going to give you? Another tenth? Still quick. Up against Doug Kalita in round 2. Kalita was off the line quick at an 0.93. The Torrance is 1.12, but tire issues. And Torrance for Kalita with a 4.077, and Torrance is 3.83 with a 6. Was the better. So whatever off the line. So we're talking 2 100ths off the line. That's That's a big difference, but when you're 2/100 slower down the track, actually 2/10 slower is a big difference. Into the semis against Brittany Force. Brittany 082, but a 4.11 with a 4. Torrance with an 071 with a 3.82 even. Moves him to the final round. Dakin, on the other hand, qualified number 14. Number 14 is barely making it. Only 16 make the field if they have that many entries. 16 was Lex June went up against Brittany Force in round one, so, and he didn't even post the time, so he didn't even get out of the gate. But anyway, Pat Dakin up against Mike Salinas, who has been on a hot streak. He won the last time against Steve Torrance. Qualified number 3, but off the light, it was Dakin, 077, Salinas, 080. We're only talking 3/1000th of a second difference in reaction time there. So, it wasn't, it's not a big a gap, but Salinas had a tough time getting on the track, posted a 480. Dakin with a 380. So, moves on to round 2. Versus Terry McMillan. McMillan up against Austin Proc in round 1, facing Dakin in round 2. 064 for Dakin, minus 049 for McMillan. So we had a red light, 870. So I guess McMillan just got down the track. Dakin didn't need to burn it up. But a 737, saved the motor a bit. For the semis, up against Leah Pritchett. Leah Pritchett's first trip to the semis in a bit. She with an 083, Dakin with an 027. We're looking 6/100ths of a second reaction time difference. Were we having a slice of that Papa John's there, Leah? But Dakin, 4.60. Not real quick, but Leah with a 5.37. Bad day for her there. On to the final, Steve Torrance. Pat Dakin, 0.59 off the light for Torrance. 0.60 for Dakin. We're talking almost dead even. That's something like if you were watching it, you wouldn't notice a difference. But down the track, 390 for Dakin, one of his better runs, but not enough. Steve Torrance with a 383 takes the Wally. Low ET, Terry McMillan in round 1, 371. Best reaction time, Luigi Novelli. And he got that in round 1 against Leah Pritchett, but she still beat him. She had a 3.8 and he had a 4.6. So she had a, he smoked her on reaction time. Her reaction time is not very good. I mean, her best one was in the semis, and it was still not good enough. She had a 1.30 in round 2, and she was a number 2 qualifier. So Novelli with an 0.1 had a big jump. I guess he thought he can coast to the victory. Either that or looks like a lot of tire issues. But anyway, 0-1-0. That is pro stock or pro stock bike reaction. Not funny car or top fuel. If they get that, they must have had a rolling jump on the staging. Top speed, Austin Proc, 329.67. In round 1, because that's the only round he made. On to the funny car. Comes down to Fast Jack Beckman and Bob Tasca. Tasca's been getting her done the past this season. Now that he's got Ford back sponsoring the vehicle, factory backing. Of course, he has his own auto parts, factory parts, TaskerParts.com. He does own a Ford dealership, so. Maybe we can get him back on the show. We haven't had him on in a while. Funny story. He had a contest for kids designing a paint scheme for his car for Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, JDRF. And one year, way back when we first had him on, the son of a friend of mine, who I hadn't seen in a while, won the contest. And then we lived the next town away. This was back on when I was up in New Jersey at WNJC. He came down to the studio, not Bob Tasker, but the artist and his dad. And they sat in there, and Bob called in, and we had a good conversation about how it all went down. And it was really neat how he won had a chance to go to the race and meet Bob and all that kind of stuff. That's probably, it was only like 6 or 7, maybe 8. That's how far back it is, though. He's like a teenager now. Shows you how old I get. Anyway, and he got a chance to go to an NHRA top. I think it was Full Throttle was a sponsor. That's a Coke product, Coke energy drinks. Now they're just mellow yellow. So kids can have some too. But he got there. Anyway, a little less reminiscing. Ronnie Katz was the number one qualifier. John Force, number two qualifier. Robert Tite, number 10, didn't have a good qualifying round. But anyway, neither here nor there. Let's follow the path to the final round. Let's start with Mr. Beckman. Past Jack, number 4, up against Johnny Lindbergh. 072 for Jack in round 1, 082. 395 down the track for Jack. Fast Jack was the fast one there. Johnny Lindbergh, 997, had issues. On the round 2, Fast Jack versus Sean Langdon. We've had Sean Langdon on when he drove for Alan Abbey, won the championship that year. Interesting. Fast Jack, 069, not as fast off the tree as Sean Langdon with an 056. But down the track, it was 4015 with a 5 for Jack and 407 with a 5. So 6/100 difference. Fast Jack makes it against the semis against Tommy Johnson Jr. They seem to face off a lot against each other. But anyway, it was an 067 for TJ and an 088 for JB. 696 for Johnson, 498 for Beckman. The pedal fest, that's what they call it, because they break traction and got to guide her in. On the other hand, Mr. Tasca, number 6 qualifier against Matt Hagen, the number 11 qualifier. Hagen, 041, red lights out of the gate. Tasca, 071, easy victory. 395 with a 7 for Tasca. 519, but it didn't matter. Up against Paul Lee in round 2. Tasca red lights in round 2, minus .109. That was a big red light. But nevertheless, Paul Lee never took the light, so he did not register a time. And Tasca goes on with a 399. He's fighting for lane choice run with those ETs there. He could have taken it easy. But he takes the round. If Lee would have even coasted down the track and didn't red light, Lee would have advanced. But up against the king of drag racing, John Force, who's got 16 championships, almost 100, close to 160 wins, event wins, not round wins, event wins. Both friends when they drove for Ford, as well as competitors now. Force went to Chevy. Tasca stayed with Ford, even when he didn't have their sponsorship. Here's what it come down to. 062 for Force, 062 for Tasca off the tree. Dead even. Now, that's a dead even. But down the track, 405 for Big John. Dr. John, he did get an honorary doctorate degree. And Bob Tasca with a 398 faces up against Fast Jack. 077 off the tree, not a good against 061 for Beckman, but there were issues for both of them. Only Tasca dealt better with it. 438 takes the win. Jack Beckman with 1176. So he blew it up and coasted. Blew it up early. Low ET of the day, John Force with a 393. Of course, Tasca with the win, runner-up Beckman. Fast Jack had the fastest seat, best reaction time at 061, and John Force with a top speed at 328.30. Pro Stock. Welcome back. Came down to Alex Lachlan and Chris McGahey. Derek Kramer, who won the last time out, was your number one qualifier. But he didn't make it to the finals. Alex Lachlan and Chris McGahey. Lachlan was a number 12 qualifier. And McGahey wound up, I'm looking, where you at, McGahey? Number 3. So, let's follow Alex Lachlan's path up against Roger Brogdon in round 1. Brogdon, 2/100ths off the tree quicker. 056 to an 074. Brut Lachlan with a 658 with a 1, and Brogdon's 821. So, up against Jason Lyne. Now, here you go. Jason Lyne usually runs good. It's track owned by his sponsor. But Jason Lyne, who's usually quick off the tree, was a little too quick. Faulted with a red light at minus 003. Alex Lachlan with an 077. 790 with a 5 for Lyne. Don't matter. 662 with an 8 for Lachlan. Up against Jake Coughlin. They were teammates last year. I don't know about this year. Lachlan might still be driving with elite power there. Coughlin, who dispatched Eric Anders in round 1, all the way around, picked up the tree and the ET with a 660 to her 711. And up against Kramer in round 2, setting the stage. Up against Lachlan. And it got to be a pedal fest. Jed Coughlin, who is pretty good off the tree anyway, with a 009 reaction time. Alex Lachlan with an 059. We're talking a big jump. 0.05 of a second of a jump. Was it enough? No. Coughlin, 993. Lachlan, 879. So, in a tough battle down the track, Lachlan edges him out. Mr. McGahey. Against Wally Stroop in round 1, No big deal. ET-wise, McGahey got it with a 658. Wally Stroop with a 668, a whole tenth behind. And 7/100 advantage off the light. So it was a close one at the line, but McGahey just edged him. If you figure out what the difference is there and how quick it took down the track. Round two, McGahey up against Greg Anderson, the other Summit Racing driver. 090 for Anderson, McGahey, 081 for Anderson. But McGahey with a 660, Anderson with a 675. McGahey to the semis against Bo Butner. Butner, 067. McGahey out the gate with an 042. But then down the track with a 665 for Butner. And McGahey takes the round with a 661. Setting up for the finals against Alex Lachlan. McGahey, 2/100ths off of a second quicker off the tree, 047 to 067. And then down the track, Alex Lachlan with a 666 with an 8. McGahey with a 662 even, takes the Wally. Low ET was 658 by Lachlan. Best reaction, 009 by Jake Coughlin. And Bo Butner with the top speed at 218.55 miles an hour. And we got the Pro Stock Motorcycle. Battle come down to, you'll never guess who I'd say usually up there, one and two. Krawick and Hines. Krawick, your number one qualifier. Hines, your number three qualifier. Matt Smith snuck in between the two Harley dudes. But in the end, it came down to two people who usually finish up in the top. Hines up against defending champ Matt Smith in the semis. Matt Smith had to beat his wife down the track. She faulted with an 011. It's probably the only time he gets to beat his wife down the track. But they race together, so they're always together anyway. So you have to love family racing. Then Eddie Krawick against Scotty Polacek. Krawick 046 off the light. Hines 039. Krawick 696 with a 7. Hines 689 with a 5. So, Andrew Hines takes the win over his teammate. Low ET of the day was a 684 by Matt Smith. Joey Gladstone with the best reaction time, 007. And top speed, Matt Smith, 198. Let me see who's in Pro Mod. Or didn't they run? They always run. That's usually the day before. Khalid Al-Balushi. Eric is running Pro Mod and Pro Stock. She qualified 15th, didn't even take the light. Al-Balushi against Jose Gonzalez. 052 off the tree for Balushi. 028 for Gonzalez. Belushi, 576. And Gonzalez, 5.8. Belushi takes the win. Of course, he drove Top Fuel for a while for Alan Abi. And then Alan Abi all of a sudden just up and left. Alan Abi was out of Qatar, so, or Qatar. I think something was getting fishy there between the government, so they just said, let's get out of here. That's my opinion. Don't worry about it. But anyway, Gonzalez, the runner-up. Low ET, 573, where Mike Castellana, Steve Jackson, best reaction, .011, and top speed Jose Gonzalez at 2:59. That's what I don't understand. I think gotta get Erica on. Let's check the standings. Steve Torrence, full big lead over Doug Kalita. Brittany Force, third. Antron Brown, fourth. Mike Salinas, fifth. Leah Pritchett, sixth. Clay Milliken, seventh. Richie Crampton, eighth. Terry McMillan, ninth. Austin Proft in the top 10. Got a 35-point lead over Billy Torrence. And Billy Torrence, I don't think Billy Torrence has run every race. Austin Proft took over when Courtney Force stepped down out of Funny Car, which I'm still wondering why. I mean, I can understand what she said, but she was close to a championship. So was Ashley, though, her sister Ashley. Came second to Robert Hyten and didn't drive the next year. Speaking of Robert Hyten, right now he holds the top spot in the points. John Force up to second, 153 back. Tommy Johnson Jr. with a good run, making it to the semis, was third. Jack Beckman, fourth. Ronnie Capps, fifth. J.R. Todd, sixth. Bob Pasca with a win up to seventh. Matt Hagen, eighth. Tim Wilkerson, ninth. And Sean Langdon into the top 10. And Cruz Pedregon still sits 11. Pro stock. Top spot held by Bo Butner. Alex Lachlan, 148 back after making it two rounds more than Butner. Still, right now that gap doesn't matter. It matters, but it doesn't matter because the top spot is where you want to be, and you got to have a big, have like a 30-point lead when they reseed the standings for the countdown. It goes 30, then 10, then 10, then 10, then 10, all the way down to the 10th spot. Jason Lyne in third, Greg Anderson in fourth. Lyne is 223 back, Anderson is 226 back. So there's some bragging rights going there, 3-point difference between teammates. Matt Hartford is in fifth. He's only 4 and 6 back of Lyne and Anderson. So Erica Enders in sixth, having some tough runs, but she's in countdown at range. Derek Kramer in seventh, Jeg Coughlin in eighth, Chris McGahey ninth, Roger Brogdon, there's a guy, rounds out the top 10. Sorry about that, folks. If you want to give me a call, 646-649-1899. Anyway, and we have Prostock Motorcycle. Who's up top? Oh, go figure. Andrew Hines with the win. His teammate second, Eddie Krawick, 86 back. That's a full day of racing there, so they'd have to go 2 days to make that up. But Hector Arana Jr. is third. Defending champ Matt Smith is fourth. Karen Stouffer in fifth. Mrs. Smith in sixth. Ryan Oler seventh. Angel Sampay in eighth. Joey Gladstone in ninth, and Hector Arana Sr. rounds out the top 10. 28-point difference between 10 and 11, so that can be made up. That's the bubble zone there. It can be made up, but you never know if it does. Number 17, Gianna Salinas, who is the daughter of Top Fuel driver Mike Salinas. She's the one who took a wicked spill and bounced back up. Seemed to be fine, but at the end of her day, probably some pride, but that's what happens sometimes. Okay, let's go for Gateway. The Truck Series kicked it off on Saturday. They were the main event. ARCA opened up for them. And your winner was Ross Chastain. After winning and getting disqualified the week before, he wound up doing it right. And managed to keep the win. I didn't see anything on NASCAR saying it was stripped, because usually they come out with their penalties and things on Tuesday. And I usually have it in my inbox, so. So he keeps the win. Todd Gilliland in the second spot. Stuart Friesen in third. Chandler Smith in fourth. Brett Moffitt fifth. Grant Enfinger sixth. Sheldon Creed is seventh. Ben Rhodes in eighth. Matt Crafton in ninth. And Myatt Snyder rounds out the top ten. Natalie Decker in the race. Driving the N29 Technologies Toyota, started 20th, wound up 27th, got in a wreck. Josh Rayome, who we've had on the show when he drove for Beaver Motorsports, finished 23rd. Jennifer Jo Cobb, 24th, I got it. And Jordan Anderson, 18th, we've had him on. He's a I have friends that are fans of his. So the race took 1 hour 57 minutes. Average speed 1.02 miles per hour. Margin of victory 0.74 seconds. Race went 160 laps. No overtime. Your stage winners was Enfinger, winning both stages, 1 and 2, but where it counted, it wasn't to be. There were 14 lead changes amongst 8 drivers, 5 cautions for 30 laps. It was Chastain's second victory in 70 Truck Series races, and this is his second victory and 10th top 10 in 2019. Would have been his third if the car cleared the height requirements. So, either way, with 2 wins, he's in the playoffs. So, if he's running for points, so let me look. Here's the points report. Only 8 make the playoffs. I do not see Ross Chastain in there. So he's running for Xfinity points. Grant Enfinger leads the points. The only one with a win. There's Brett Moffitt there. And Austin Hill in 6 and 7. Brett Moffitt's 5th. So overall points-wise, Enfinger, Friesen, Crafton in 3rd. Ben Rhodes 4th, Brett Moffitt 5th, Harrison Burton 6th, Austin Hill 7th, and Todd Gilliland 8th. Johnny Sauter in 10th, but he's got a win. I think he was suspended, so we'll see what happens there. But you have 3 single race winners that would be bumped to the top, which would push Todd Gilliland into the 9th spot. And out of the playoffs. That being said, let's go to our winning driver, Ross Chastain.
You think? Driver of the number 45 CarShield.com Chevrolet from Alva, Florida, Ross Chastain. We're also joined by Cody Epaw and crew chief Phil Gould. We'll open up to questions for the three of them.
I'd say it started when they got home last week. This guy was the most, I'd say, animated about it. He's a pretty calm guy. Might have broke his hand whenever he punched the pit box when we just won, but that aside, he was mad. We were all mad. It just didn't feel right last week. We know we broke a rule, but it was just the punishment, not fit the crime. But they set a new precedent. NASCAR did, and they did not waver one little bit. And we just felt wronged by a lot of the processes and the people involved on both sides, competition and upper management. So I mean, I'm being honest about that. We were mad. Well, I'm not saying we had the fastest truck tonight, but it was about execution. That's my last thing I say before the race with this team is execute. So that's all we have to do, and we can. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's a thing I've always wanted to do ever since I got in NASCAR, and carried one around for almost 7 years and never did anything, and had to eat a lot of them in sorrow, just like disappointment after the races. So, like, I'm being honest, I carried them around for years and would put them in the coolers for the pit box, even when I knew we're gonna go run 30th in a cup race. Or worse. What's crazy is I started parked here last year. I came here with Mark Beaver and Jay Robinson and wanted to get laps, so I was ready when I came back. It's been 1 year, 5 years, or 20 years. And, like, I'm not saying that was, like, that it helped and, like, stuff like that. Like, putting in all that work and just, same thing with Cody. They started this team over 3 years ago, and they struggled, and I've struggled with other teams, and we were racing against each other for 15th, and then bringing Phil and Lonnie and Cody and put together all the pieces of, like, a bunch of misfits. We all kind of got pushed out of other places, and I think you could talk a little bit, Phil, about like the determination to kind of after your previous job, just to like go execute and go win.
And absolutely, the saying goes in racing, you're only as good as your last job, and I know my last job didn't go so well, and so I was bound and determined, to prove yourself. And I think when you get that kind of mindset and the kind of people that we have, you can do great things. You don't need the big budget or all the fancy stuff to go with it. I mean, that's the real story. We talked about the story last week. But to me, the cool thing is, if these guys knew what they were getting beat by, they would probably be excited even more.
All right, gentlemen, we are all set with you.
Thank you. Make us sound really smart when you ride, okay?
That's nice, Ross. Anyway, there's Ross Chastain, your winner. On to the main event of the weekend, and then we'll worry about our picks for Chicago. Well, forgot who I picked last week. I can go to the end of last week's show. And I think I was leaning towards Harvick. But anyway, it came down to a Toyota. Led three times for 59 laps. And Martin Truex Jr. takes the win in the Bass Pro Shops Toyota. On his bumper, Kyle Busch, Ryan Blaney in third, Matt DiBenedetto, a good run for Matt. In fourth, fifth, Denny Hamlin. Kevin Harvick wound up sixth. Ryan Newman was seventh. Eric Jones was eighth. Eric Almirola was ninth. Actually, I think I might have picked Kyle Larson, and he wound up 10th, and he started on the pole. So the biggest lap leader was Truex at 59 of the 90, and second was, believe it or not, the number two starter, William Byron, led once for 21 laps. So there's 80 of the 90 laps right there. Anyway, race was 2 hours, 42 minutes, 9 seconds. Average speed, 83.9 miles an hour. 1.86 seconds was the margin of victory. So, I even know what I said on this bumper, but you know what I mean. It's a road course. Once you get a good lead, it's a little bit hard to find. Anyway, there were 7 lead changes amongst 5 drivers. 2 cautions for 6 laps. Guess what? They were not incident related. There was not one incident caution at all in that race. Both were 3-lap stage conclusion cautions. So therefore, there was an incident-free race. So they just basically gave them 2 cautions to take a little breather, fuel up, and get tires. I think they try to go 30 laps apiece before they pit anyway and break it up, try to keep it down to 2 stops. Now, that might change sometimes, but that's how they try to work it. It was, with the win, it was Marty's 23rd in 493 races. His 4th victory and 10th top 10 finish this year. It's his 3rd victory and 5th top 10 at Sonoma. Let's head to the points. Points leader is Joey Logano, but he has 2 wins. That all changes. Kyle Busch is 2nd with 4 wins. Kevin Harvick is 3rd with 0 wins. Brad Kay, 4th with 3 wins. Martin Truex, who's coming on strong, is 5th with 4 wins. So if they recede, he'd be 2nd behind Kyle Busch, points being a tiebreaker, then Keselowski and Logano. Chase Elliott with 1 win is 7th. Oh, wait, Denny Hamlin with 2 wins is 8th. Chase Elliott with 1 win is 7th. Hamlin was 6th. Kurt Busch is 8th. No wins. Ryan Blaney, 9th with no wins. And then the rest are all points in 10th through 16th where the cutoff is. It's Alex Bowman, Eric Almirola, Clint Boyer, Daniel Suarez, William Byron, Kyle Larson in 15th. And then on the bubble, Ryan Newman in 16th. Jimmy Johnson just below the bubble in 17th, 1 point back. And Eric Jones in 18th is 5 points back. So Newman has to watch his back. All right, let's go to the audio and we'll get something from Martin Truex Jr.
Well, we are now joined by our race-winning driver, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 19, Bass Pro Shops Toyota. We'll open up the questions for him. Raise your hand and we'll get the wireless mic. We'll start up front here with Tom.
Martin, congratulations.
Thank you.
What was going through your head the last 15, 20 laps when Kyle is chasing you? And I mean, what were you thinking about?
Just trying to get all I could out of the car and not burn my tires up too much. And just hit my marks. You know, I knew that, you know, he pitted a little bit later there at the end, so he had a little fresher tires, and he was beating us pretty good there for a while, and I just had to try to manage my car the best I could to not burn the tires off trying to go faster than I wanted to go. And I knew if we could just maintain a decent gap for long enough that we would start to equal out. And with 10 to go, we were equal in lap time. And then from there, it was like, all right, you just got to run 10 perfect laps and don't screw up. I mean, that was really the key. So was able to do that, fortunately, and hang on to it. And you know, we had to pass some lap cars, and luckily we were able to catch them in the right places to not lose too much time to Kyle, and we were able to hold him off. So feels great. Feels amazing to win here 2 in a row. And, you know, the thought that maybe it could be 3 is pretty phenomenal. So thankful for an incredible team and cars and just everybody who makes this thing go for us, and really lucky to drive great race cars.
And there's Martin Truex. All right. This weekend we're in Chicagoland. For the Camping World, Camping World 400. It's the Camping World Weekend in Chicagoland. Everybody's there, all three series, the trucks on Friday, Xfinity on Saturday, and the Cup on Sunday. There's only one race at Chicagoland, so let's go to who I think is going to win. Okay, Kyle Busch won it last year. Larson was second. Kevin Harvick was third, and Truex was fourth. Fifth was Clint Bowyer. Now, the only one who've led laps, there's a lot of people leading laps. The highest lap leader was Aric Almirola, who led 70. A lot of double-digit lap leaders. Second was the winner, Kyle Busch. Kyle Larson only led 7. Harvick led 39, so he was third. Truex did not lead a lap at all, but he did win this past week. So, I don't know. Harvick hasn't been having that good a year, so I want to narrow it down to between Kyle Busch and Truex. Who do I want? At the rate things are going, the Fords haven't been up there except for Penske ones. Logano was 7th and Keselowski, Logano was 8th and Keselowski was 9th. Neither of them led. Actually, Brad Keselowski led twice for 16 reps. So, I guess we'll go with the 18, Kyle Busch. That's my pick for the week. Hope you all enjoyed the show. I'm your host, Vinny Bonfigli. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.